Hamechaneis Mois, somebody is collecting money, makes a collection of money. Like the Krabnader says, Koines mat mat pruto acha pruto lishikle. He puts away in a bank, like he has a piggy bank, he puts away pruto after pruto. The Yomer, and he says, Hare elu lishikle. All the money that I'm putting away now in this box should be for the Masa Shekel that eventually I'll give. And it ended up that he put in there more money than you need for Masa Shekel. Is what's the halacha with the extra money that was put in there? Is Beishama Yomrim Moisara Nedova. The extra money you put in there, more than a nedava, more than the need for the machsa shekel, becomes into a nedava. You can't keep it for yourself. You have to give it for the base to make the supplies in the nedava. And he says, Beishamai Svaris, the Savri, Hegdish Betoyis, Shmei Hegdish. Your baby Betoyis, even though you thought you put in the money in the box, only for the purpose of machsa shekel, but in the mice you put there two times the machsa shekel, so even though it's put there Betoyis, that's Beishamai Shitam. That Hegdish Betoyis is still Shmei Hegdish. So since you put it there with the intentions to give it to the Hegdish for the Machsa Shekel, you have to give it for the Nedova. Even though you can't give more than a Machsa Shekel for the Machsa Shekel, but the extra money goes for the Nedova. The Nedova means a present. Usually there's a special kupa, a special box where you put the money. The Nedova means that at the time when there was no kabbonis being brought on the Mizbeach, so it was not nice to let the Mizbeach be empty, they used to take the money from the kupa of Nedava and buy kabbonis and bring it at that time. The Kahanim would bring kabbonis, even though there's no Yisrael in bringing it, just for the fact that the Mizbeach should not be empty. So that was taken from the kupa of Nedava. Here also, this extra money you had goes to that kupa from the Nedava. Beis Hillel says, no, that my sorrow and chulin, the extra money is chulin. Now it's you, of course, like the coordinator says, Shlei nischavein zeh elaad kedei shikloi. The money you kept on putting away was only you had intention to use for the machsa shekel. So once you reach that much for machsa shekel, the extra money, like you had no intentions to make a hegdish, so it's chulin. Take it home and do what you want with it. What about shaovi mehem shikli? A person says like this, shaovi. That means that I will set aside money, but for the purpose she'ovi mehem l'shikli, that I will bring from this money for the machzus hashekel. Here they're both moida, that leftover money is chulin, because it's as if you said specifically your beferish that you said im echnes yosim mishekel ovi mehem shekel v'yamoisi yechulin, as if you said beferish that the money I have now should go only for the Machsa Shekel. So you're saying, Mefarish, if I have leftover money, I want it to go for myself. Therefore, the leftover money, Kshita, you could use for yourself. Even Meisham is moided to this. The Shavi means, like Amoni is saying at the beginning, Amoni making Hegdish what I need for my Shekel. So even though there's more money there than a Machsa Shekel, but you said clearly, I'm only making Hegdish what I need for the Machsa Shekel. So they are both amoida that the extra money is chulin. What about elo lechatosi? Somebody was collecting money, put away money in a pushka, in order to be able to buy a korban chatos. Is shavin shamois nedova? Here even Beis Hillel is moida that leftover money. In other words, you put away $200. You kept on collecting dollar after dollar. You finally got your $200, and you went to buy a korban chatos, and it only cost $150. What do you do with the extra $50? So the Mishnah says, Shovin, here, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both moida, that the extra $50 goes in the Dova. You have to give it to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's put into the kupa, the special basket, that you buy these kabbonis when the Mizbeach is empty. So the Mishnah will soon explain, why is Beis Hillel moida, that by a chatis, the extra money is for the Dova? Mashenken, by a shekel, in the ratio of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says, that the leftover money is chulin. What's the difference? We'll soon see in the Mishnah. What about she'ovei mehen chatosi? Somebody has money and it says at the beginning, I want to bring from this money a korban chatos. Is shavin shamais chulin? They're both moida that the leftover money is chulin. Because you said at the beginning clearly, you only want to take out from this money for a korban chatos. So you only mark the share what you need for the korban. The leftover is chulin. And the korban says, elo lechatosi. Yeah. The Amar Rav Shimon now, Ma ben Shkolim lechatis. What's the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah that by Shkolim, Beis Hillel says the leftover money is chulin? If you put away pruter after pruter, penny after penny to collect up, to give money for machzah shekel, we say if you put there more than the machzah shekel, the leftover money you take home is chulin. Mashenka, when you go to buy a korban chatis, you put in penny after penny, and then it adds up to $200, and you only need 150, the extra 50 is linadova. It's not chulin. You have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Is why does Beis Hillel hold that the chatis, the leftover money is nedava, whereas the shkolim, the leftover money is chulin? What's the difference? So Amar Rav Shimon, ma ben shkolim lechatis. Elo, the Torah says like this, shel shkolim yesh klem kitzva. Shkolim has the exact amount how much you have to give. You can't give more, you can't give less. You have to give a machzah shekel. So therefore we say, when you're collecting the money, putting a pruto after pruto, and when you put every pruto there, you're saying, I want this to be for the machzah shekel, but still it says, you only have in mind up until the machzah shekel. Anything more you put is chulin. Ma'ashenken olachatis ain't lo kitzva. When you go put money away in your bank, to save up to buy a korban chatis, there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount how much the chatis should be worth. Lamashu, you could find a behemah worth $100, worth $200, worth $300. So therefore the story is every penny you put into your pushkom to collect, to get the money for the chatis, is has kedushas chatis on it now. And even though at the end you only buy a small behemah worth $150, and you collected $300, we say all the extra $50 still goes in the davar. Because since there's not a kitzvah, so when you put the money into the pishka, you have in mind, you want this money to go to chatis. It's not like a kotzuv. After $100, there's no more korban chatis. No, a korban chatis could be valued as much as you want. So any money you put in, the shame korban chatis, has a shame kedusha on it, and therefore you have to give the leftover money for an adavah. That's Reb Shimon Svara. We have Yehudu, and Reb Yehudu argues and says, Af lishkolim ein lehem kitzva? No, the machzah shekel also does not have an exact amount. Like we'll soon see, there's a din that the bezdin could be moisif on the machzah shekel. At certain times, when the bezdin sees that they need more money for the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to say everybody has to give more than a machzah shekel. You can give even twice as much. What was the ma'aseh? That kisha'olu yisro min agoyla. When Klai Yisro went up by Ezra, they went to build the second bayis. Is how you shoiklin darkoinis. They used to give everybody this coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis, which was twice as much as a machzah shekel. That's what everybody used to give. As Bezdin was the Masak, and then they're going up now to build the Beis HaMikdash, they need a lot of money now. Everybody has to give more than stam a machzah shekel. You have to give this big coin, this golden coin, the darkoinis. So you see, this time, that you give a lot, you give a golden coin. That's the way the Kornada learns that darkoinis means matabeya shel zov, a golden coin. Mi modai, it wasn't in modai. Vishavia sela u machza. It was earth mamash a sela machza, that's three times as much as a machza shekel. A machza shekel is a half of a sela. Here it was worth a sela u machza. Shozo itzrichin harbor lavoida sabayis, vishikli harbor. Since they're going now first to build the Beis HaMikdash, they need a lot of money, so they were bez was machayv everybody to give a large sum. Everybody had to give this golden coin, this darkoinis. Chosrun lady is, the Mishnah says, Chosu Mishkol Sloim. Later years, they didn't take three times as much. They only took twice as much. They took a seller. A seller sholem is two machzah shekel. Chosu later years, times got better. They didn't need so much money. Lishkol Tvoyim. They took only a chatzi, a machzah shekel. Tvoyim refers to that chatzi seller. That is a machzah shekel. That was the normal time. Bikshol Lishkol Dinrin. Later years, even they didn't need that much money. Even they wanted even take a half of a machzah shekel. Lishkol Dinrin. Dinrin, he says, is a revius of a selam. That's a quarter of a selam. That's a half of a machzah shekel. Well, like kibnu, and that they did not accept. That you can't do. You're not allowed to give less than a machzah shekel. Like he says, like kibnu mehem the korban edom, the reshoyin lehoisif al shekel diraisa. Bezdin has the right to be mechayev everybody to give more than a machzah shekel. Kefri hatzarech, how much is needed at that time? For loy livches mimenu, but you're not allowed to collect less than a machzah shekel. Even though you don't need the money, you have to take at least a machzah shekel. So that's the view this time. You see the different times in history that there are different chayuvim to give. Sometimes it was three machzah shekels, sometimes two, sometimes only one. But Rav Shimon answered back, very good. Afal Pekain, even though you're right, that certain times there are different chiyuvim of the Yad Kulam Shava. Whatever year you're at, whatever Bezdin was Mechayiv to give, everybody has to give the exact same amount. Like that first year when they went up with Ezra, everybody had to give three Machzah Shekel, or Darkoinis. So Akobon is still called the Kitzvah. So maybe you know now my chiv is to give a darkonis. So now I'm putting the money into the bank to collect, to be able to pay the master shekel, the silver svar is, I'm only putting in with das to use it for the master shekel. Any leftover money, I want to use for myself. I don't have das to put it in there stam for the master shekel, because I know exactly how much I have to give. Avochatis mashenk, when you're collecting money now, you're putting away penny for penny to collect, to have money to buy a korban chatis, is then maybe b'selam, is then maybe b'shtayim, is then maybe b'sholish. There's no exact amount, how big, how fat the carbon has to be. Some people buy $100, some buy two, some people buy three. So therefore we say, even though at the end you only spent $200, and you collected $300, we say all those $300 is going for the chatis, and the leftover money, you have to give with the dover. That's the chilek. By Eshkolim, there's the exact amount, how much you have to give, so more than that belongs to you still. Chatis is no exact amount, so as much as you pay, we say, is going for the nedava, for the carbon. So, Gemara, Hamachnis, the Mishnah says you're collecting your money. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Loza, my pligin. Where is the? Which case is there a machlokes in the Mishnah between Beisham and Beis Hillel? And my pligin means key pligi. When do they argue? The machnis prutroit. When you put together penny after penny. You're collecting one prut, another pruta. Then Beis Shammai says the leftover money is nedava, and Beis Hillel says leftover money is chulin. Avo b'yomer enu l'shikli. Somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money, and he says this money now should be for my master shekel. Kol alma means everybody maybe agrees shamaisarim nedava, that leftover money now goes for nedava. Hey, since you took out one big bunch of money, and you said clearly, this money should be for my shekel, here he owes even Beis Hillel's moida, that the leftover money goes to the dove. It's like you were maktashit. And you can't give two maksa shekel if the chiyuv that year is only to give one maksa shekel, so the leftover money goes to the dove. That's the way Rabbi Yosi learns. Mori Adchiyah, V'Rav Deva, B'Shem Rabbi Loza, they learn no. My pligin, like key pligi, when is there a machlekes in the mishnah between Beisham and Beis Hillel? The machnis putrut. Only in the case where you're putting in penny by penny collecting up. Then Beis Hillel says, the leftover money belongs to you. Avo b'yoy mer elo l'shikli, but if somebody takes out of his pocket a bunch of money and says on this money at one shot, this money should be for a machsa shekel, kuli yalma moidi she'al moisorin chulin. Here, Rabbi Chi holds, that even Beis Shammai would be moida. The leftover money is chulin. It's not l'nedova, it's b'chulin. Why? Because you're taking out this money, you're saying clearly, this is the money should be for the master shekel. Now, if you do, if the chiv is to give this year one master shekel, you can't give two. That's the posuk, ha'osher le'yarbi, you can't give more. So if you're saying clearly right now, that whatever's here, so the amount for the master shekel is the master shekel. The leftover money belongs to me. Like he's Thomas Hakim explains it here. Hey, sir, we ain't can't toy it. There's no mistake here. Shiyoch leno bo shegdish betoy saying, keep in the embiodal harbors. You can't give more than you're supposed to. So if you take it out of one shot, what you meant to say is that as much as here is worth of shmachsa shekel, that's for the machsa shekel. The rest of the money, though, still belongs to me. That's Reb Bibi Svarim. So the kid says, Machlekes, Reb Yosi and Reb Biboy, what's the lochon? Where you take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say, Harei Eil L'Shikli, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, and it comes out that there's twice as much money here. But Rav Yosi says, leftover money is L'Nedova, according to everybody. And Rav Veda says, no, according to everybody, it's Chulin. His Omer Rav Chia, so Rav Chia says, Masnitzin Nesayla Rav Veda. The Chura Mishnah is a riot to the second start of Rav Veda. That what is life's money of Chulin? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Omer Rav Shimon explains, Ma Ben Shkolom L'Chatis. What's the difference in our Mishnah between by the first case of the Shkolim that we say Beis Hillel says the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you, and Lachates by the Korban Lachates we say the leftover money is L'medova. So Shimon is Maz Ve'ela Sha'ashkolim Yeshlem Kitzvah. By Shkolim there's the exact amount how much you have to give. So if you collected penny after penny more than that, we say the leftover money is Chulin, belongs to you. That's Beis Hillel Svara. It's as if you explained yourself to say I'm only collecting how much I need, and more than I have belongs to myself. When you're collecting money for the korban chatis, ain't lo kitzvah. There's no amount to say that's it and not more. If you wanted to, you could have bought a bigger animal. So as much money as you're putting in, you can say the goes for the chatis. Now, ma'anan kaminan, what are we talking about? What's the case that Reb Shimon is going on? If you're going like on the second case of the Mishnah, where a person says, I'm going to take money now to bring my machzor shekel, is you said, Kulei Alma Moida, everybody is Moida, Shamay Sarun Chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. Shavi Miyam Shikli, Shavi Shamay Sechulin. And the word in Shavi Miyam Chatosi. If you say this money right now is set aside just to buy the carbon chattis, so the leftover money, Pshita, is Chulin, the Mishnah says. So Reb Shimi can be talking about in that case. In Biyomer, if the case is Shavi Miyam Chatosi, is the same case. I want to bring a carbon chattis from this money, is Kulun Yama Moida Shamay Sechulin. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Everybody's Moida in that case, leftover money is Chulin. So where's Reb Shimon explaining himself that there's a difference between Shekel and Chattis? Eli, you have to say, Ela Kain Onun Kaimon. This is the case we were talking about. The Omer Eilun Lashikli. Look, where you're taking out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you're saying this money right now should be for the Master Shekel. Is shkolim ayidei shekitzvosan minatera mersaron chulin. By the shkolim, since there's the exact amount how much you have to pay, there Reb Shimon is being explaining himself that according to that mersaron chulin, that leftover money goes chulin. Now the Havim Minir is Reb Shimon is not only explaining Beit Hillel, but Reb Shimon is saying this goes according to everybody. And the Havim Minir is Reb Shimon is not saying the pshat in the ratio of the Mishnah, but Reb Shimon is saying there's a case that everybody is moida, the money goes to chulin. So according to Rav Beva, it's very good. In the case where you stand, take out a bunch of money from your pocket, and you say on this money should be for the Machzor Shekel, Rav Beva says everybody holds the leftover money there is Chulin. So he learns that's what Rav Shimon is saying also. Rav Shimon is saying it's just a case where you take out a bunch of money, and you say on this money, this should be for the Shkolim, since there's a cut of exactly how much you have to give, the leftover money is Chulin according to everybody. Mashenke in Chattis, if you take out money from your pocket, and you say this money should be for the korban chatis, ayidei shein kitzvosa min atayrah, since there's no exact amount how much you could give min atayrah, you could buy as much as you want, as big an animal as you want. Here we say mutar nedava, leftover money is a nedava. So here, if this is the pshat of Shimon in the Mishnah, it's right to a Beva's case that there's a case that everybody is maskim when you take the money out of your pocket that the leftover money for shkolim is chulin, and that's what Reb Beva learns. So for the Gemara, my Ovid lay Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Loza. But what does Rabbi Yosi do? Rabbi Yosi says in this case, where you take out money from your pocket and you say this money should be for shkolim. So Rabbi Yosi says, even if there's leftover money, everybody holds it goes in the dava. Hey, since you take out this whole bunch of money at one shot and you say on this money should be for shkolim. Rabbi Yosi's swear is you mean to be makdish all the money and the leftover money you mean to give for the teres nedava. So that's where Rabbi Yosi learns pshat. So how does Rav Shimon now Mishnah? Where does Rav Shimon say that everybody's moida, the money is chulin? You don't have the case. There's never a difference between shkolim and chattis. If you stand say the money that I will bring out for the chattis, then we say it's moisa chulin, just like by shkolim. If you say the opposite way, it's always in the dover. So where do you have the case of the difference between shkolim, that leftover money is chulin, and the chattis leftover money is nedava? Where do you have the chilek? And if the Gemara, Posalor, he's going to have to answer the mechanes prutrois, that Rabbi Shimon means to be mazba, the ratio of our Mishnah. Not that you've taken out exact amount of money, a whole bunch of money, but you're starting out to collect penny after penny. You're putting into the bank now penny after penny. Uge Beisilu. And Rabbi Shimon is only explaining Beisilu Svara, that Beisilu says in the ratio of the Mishnah, when you start to collect your money, penny after penny, we say if you have leftover more than the Machzor Shekel, the leftover money is chulin according to Beis Hillel. Still he holds that by chattis, when you put in penny after penny to collect the money for chattis, the leftover money is nedava. So that one was Shvet Reb Shimon. According to Beis Hillel, what's the difference between shkolim and chattis? On that, Reb Shimon said that since shkolim has a kitzvah, when you start to collect penny after penny, we say you only meant to be makdish exactly what you need for a Machzor Shekel. The leftover not. Mashenkin, in this last case, where you take out a one sum, you take out from your pocket a bunch of money, and you say on all this money together, this money should be for the Machzor Shekel, then Reb Yosi's swear is all that money remains for the hegdish. So what you need for the Machzor Shekel goes for the Machzor Shekel, and the leftover money is in the dover. That's the way Rabbi Yosi will learn Pshat and Reb Shimon. Uke Beis Hillel, and he's only explained according to Beis Hillel. So the Mara brought Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah later. A Mishnah later says that Moiser Shkolim Chulun. There's nothing in the Mishnah later that says about leftover. It says leftover of an Asira Sefer. It says leftover of a few things, and it says clearly there that the leftover money from Shkolim is Chulin. So go to Kasha and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says anytime you take a bunch of money and you say on this money should be for the Masa Shekel, the leftover money is Lunadova. So of course the Mishnah letter that says not like that, the Mishnah letter says clearly that there is a Kol Ponim cases that when you put money away for the Machsa Shekel and you have more, the leftover money is Chulin. Of course not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara, Pasaloh Pashid, B'machanes, Prutroit, Ukebethilu. But the next Mishnah also goes like our first Mishnah, the first case. We're not to be taken out of one shot a bunch of money, but you're rather starting out now to collect penny by penny. So every penny you put into the pushki, you're saying, this money should be for the Machsa Shekel. There we say clearly, all you mean to say is, you're collecting enough to have the Machsa Shekel. And like our Shimon Svara, since we know exactly how much you have to give, when you hit that, that's it. The rest of the money you put in there is still chumin. So that's true on the next Mishnah. That when you start to collect penny by penny, after you hit the Machsa Shekel sign, the rest of it is yours. Mashenkin of Yisrael, if you take out a one shot a bunch of money, and you say on this money should be for the Machsa Shekel, then his moedah, the leftover money, is l'nedava. And that's not what the next Mishnah is talking about. So Gemara, skip the parentheses here. Hamafarish a shikloi. Somebody was mafresh money for a shekel. V'sova shuchayiv. He thought that he was chayiv to give a machsa shekel. So he set aside the machsa shekel and said a reizu le machsa shekel. V'nimsa shen chayiv. And it comes out, maybe he found out he's potter. Maybe somebody else already paid for him. It comes out he's potter for the machsa shekel. Halacha is like Kiddush. In such a case of hegdish betoyiz, the hegdish is not chal at all. Halacha, according to Beis Hillel, hegdish betoyiz is not chal. You thought you were mechuyiv. It came out to your potter, the money belongs to you. What about Hamafrish Nayim? You set aside two Machsa Shekel, V'sava Shuchayish Nayim. For some reason you thought that you have a chiyuv to give two Machsa Shekel. Maybe you thought you have to give for your wife also. You thought you have to give two. V'nimsa Sheina Chayiv Alechem. It comes out, Malocha, whatever the case was, that you only had a chiyuv to give one Machsa Shekel. And the Maisa, you were Makdish two Machsa Shekel. So Gemara says, Oysoy Hasheni. What do we do with the second coin? The second Machsa Shekel that you said a Rezu Machsa Shekel, what do you do with it? My Ovidlei. So tomorrow, Nisharmina Min Ador, we'll learn out the Halacha from another case. There's a case like this. Hifrish Chatosai. Somebody set aside an animal for a Korban Chatis. He knew he was Mechuyi of the Korban Chatis, and he set aside this animal. He set a Rezu Hegdish Le Chatosai. V'Sovesh Shuchayiv. He thought he was Mechuyi of the Korban Chatis. V'Nimtsa Shenechayiv. And later on, he found out that Pialocha, he doesn't have to bring a korban chatis. So what's the locha with that korban? It's like kitcha. It's called hegdish betoyis. You're only maskisha because you thought you were mechuyiv. Now that it comes out your potter, it's hegdish betoyis. You didn't mean it. It's not chulim. The behem is not hegdish at all. He went about hifrishtayim. The sova shuchayimshtayim. The person thought like he did two different averis. He thought he had the chiyiv to bring two korbanos, two korban chatis. And later on, we found out Lalocha, he's only chayiv one korban chatis. Is oisa shniya ma'at ovidlo? What do you do with the second animal that he was already marked as a shem korban chatis? El roya is a swarm shuta. It has kedusha on it. The bald one of these two for sure is a korban chatis. So when you have one that's a vade korban, the other one also has kedusha on it, and you can't use it right now. You have to let it pasture out in the fields until it gets a mum, and when it gets a mum, then you'll be poydu it. So you see, since one is Kaddish, the other one is also Kaddish. I'll tell you Hochinam, the same thing by our case here. That what? Elul l'nedava. That since you set aside these two coins for the two Machsa Shekel, and it comes out one you are Chayiv, so since you're Chayiv one, and we don't know which one of the two, both of them have a Din Kedusha on it. And it says Elul l'nedava. That's Mashma, both of them go for l'nedava. So the Gemara says no. The Koa Heich Oimer Atu Elu. Like here, you can't say Elu. You can't say the word both of them go for the Dova, because it's not true. Only one goes for the Dova, because you have a chiyuv to give one Machsa Shekel. So one coin goes for the Machsa Shekel. Just the second coin goes for the Nedova. Say Nechlami, the second coin goes for the Dova. Yeah, you do Oimer. Now Mishnah says what? Yeah, you do says that not at all times you have to give a Machsa Shekel. Depends. Certain times, Bishas Ezra went up to first build the base of Midish to buy a shiny. They needed a lot of money. They had a chiyuv to give then, or the Akrinus to give a golden coin worth three Machsa Shekel. So Mora says, the Akrinus is Dinwin. The Akrinus, that's a golden coin. That's how much Ezra was mechayiv everybody to give. Chosru Lishko Sloyim. Then later, next year, a few years later, they were only mechayiv them to give a Sela. So the Mora Kishmoyim. Sela means what it means. That's two shkolim, two machta shekel to sell. Chazru lishkol tvoyim means palgas loyim. Later on, they were only mechayev them to give the exact amount of a machta shekel, a half of a seller. Bikshu lishkol dinar and karton. Then later on, they want to give even less than that, even a quarter of a seller, which is a half of a machta shekel. V'lo kiblu alayim, and bezdin was not makabel. That's no good. You can't do that. Min hoda, because it's a pasuk like this. The pasuk in Nechemya says, "V'hemadnu olenu." Mitzvahs, losses should be olenu shlishis hashekel bashonim. La'avoid es beis lokenu. There was a time when Ezra was mechayedin to give three machs hashekel throughout the year. So that's the most. But when you see, it's possible to have a chiyah to give a darkonus, this coin, a golden coin, which was worth three machs hashekel. To give less than that, we're not bringing a posuk. That's the Torah says. The Torah says, "Ha'asher lo yarda v'yadal lo yimut b'machta shekel." You can't give less than a machta shekel. But we have, a posuk in Nechemya, the smashma, if Bezdin wants to, they can be mechayev everybody to give more. But it has to be one schum to everybody. As this year we need money, everybody has to give this darkness, which is worth three machta shekel. Sometimes it comes out you have to give three times the machta shekel throughout the year. And mikan from here also, we're not matrich, we don't tell the bezin to work more than three times a year. Like here, collecting the money, three times a year is the most. Like we had before, that they make the truma from the lishcha three times, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot. Omer Rav Yavin, mikan legimul soin. Like we'll see later, when they make the truma, when they take the buckets, and they go into this big lishcha where they collected all the money, they take out three soin. That's how much of a shkolm they take out. So it's a remes from this pasuk, the din of shlishis hashekel, it's a three. Mikan l'shalosh kupas. They also collect with three different baskets. Mikan l'gimul afroshes. They also do it at three different times. So it's an asmachta from this pasuk. Here's a shlishis hashekel. When you're holding by a shekel, the din of three, that they took three baskets, and when each one was weighed three soyim, and they did it at three different times of the year. See if the pasuk says in Shemois, Ze yitnu kol oivir al apkudim. This is what everybody has to pay the machta shekel. Is Reb Yehuda of Reb Nechemya, Machloikis. Chadoma lefi shechotu b'machta sayoin, yitnu machta shekel. As Klal Yisrael did the Chet Ha'egel, they made a mistake that Moshe came, they thought Moshe was supposed to come, that b'shor sheis, that chatzoi sayoin, and they didn't come, so they did the Chet Ha'egel. So since they made a mistake, they did the chet about chatzoi sayoim, that's what, and the machta shekel is the kapora. The pasuk says, lechapra nashra sechem, since this is a kapora for the chet regal, we give a machta shekel. The chadama one says, lefi shechoto b'shei shois, b'yoim. They made a mistake on the sixth hour of the day. 6 hours of the day, that's when they made the mistake. So, yitnu machta shekel, diyovet shishar gamsin. A machta shekel is made out of six gamsin. That was a coin. Like it says, Sheimat Veya Shoisi Bimei Moshe. That was like the quarter that was going out at Moshe's time. And a machta shekel was six of them. So what do we have to give a machta shekel for? To mechaper on the chet that Klal Yisrael did on the sixth hour of the day. The Chatzai Sayyim, right away when they saw Moshe was not coming down, Soru Maru, they made fast with Zegel. They started to make a list. We have Yeshua Bei Reb Nechemya. The Shem of Yechon and Zakai, the Fi Shavu al Aseret Adibris. When they did the Chet Hegel, they were over Avodah Zara, they were over the Aseret Adibris. Is Ye Yonaisin Kolechot Yechon Asara Geira, or Machta Shekel is 10 Geira, Lamala Kenega the Aseret Adibris. Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Levi, Bishem, Rabbi Shim Ben Lokish, the Fi Shemachru Bechorish Arachel, because the brothers, the Shvatim, sold Yosef, the Esrim Kesef, with 20 Kesef. That's why the lacha of Pidgin Aben, we give Esrim Kesef, we give five Mashkolim, which is 20 Kesef. It's Kenegah, the Mechirus Yosef, that's every Pidgin Bechor. Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rebbe Levi, Lefei Shemachru B'Chor Rishor Rochu B'Yesem Kesef. They sold Yosef for 20 Kesef. V'Noflu L'Chol Echad V'Yechad Mehem Tiva. Now, Binyamin wasn't included there, so they only had 10 of them. So 10 of them divided by 20 is each one has 2 kesef, which is Shnehem Tiva, which is a Tiva is Shnei Dinyam, which is a Chati Sela. Lefikich Yekolech V'yechon Noichen Shikloi Tiva. That's what they need to give a Machta Shekel. If you divide it up between the 10 of them, each one... That's how we have the b'machzah shekel to be mechaper for the mechiras yosef. Mishnah says.